With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.
Pardon me, boys. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Yes, yes. Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shine.
That's music from the cast of All Hands on Deck, the next event in the Riceland Distinguished Performance Series at the Fowler Center on the ASU Jonesboro campus. This 1940s big band musical will be presented Saturday, November 9th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center. I spoke recently with Jody Medeiros, the creator and star, who described the show.
It is an exact reproduction of the kind of show that Bob Hope and Jack Benny took to the troops in 1942. It's a two-act musical review, and it's based on the Hollywood Victory Caravan, which were a group of Hollywood stars in the early part of 1942 who went out and did road shows and war bond drives in order to help raise money for the war effort. And that's pretty much what it is. We're a reproduction of the Hollywood Victory Caravan type of show.
Well, where did the inspiration to write this show come from?
I grew up in a very patriotic family. And my grandma and grandpa Medeiros and my grandma and grandpa Walston loved the music of the 1930s and 40s. That was their era. And so I grew up, when I would go to grandma and grandpa's houses, I would hear that music being played. And later on, as I went to college and so forth, I found that most of my work as an actor is in traditional American musical theater, the traditional musicals, Rodgers and Hammerstein, things like this, which are rooted in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. So most of my work as an actor is in the 1940s type of material. But then lastly, I decided about 4 years ago, I said, why don't I write my own show? I keep, doing Broadway work and off-Broadway and regional theaters. What kind of a show would I like to do? And I discovered no one had ever honored the Hollywood Victory Caravan, and they were a major part of the war effort in the early part of World War II. I mean, they really made a difference in the country in boosting morale and getting everyone mobilized, and I said, I want to write a show based on some of those Hollywood stars, and that's the culmination of why I wrote it.
Well, could you drop a few names? Who are some of the specific Hollywood stars who inspired the show or took part in that tour?
Oh, sure. Well, obviously Bob Hope and Jack Benny are right at the top of the list. And, of course, Bob Hope gets a lot of credit, as he should. But there was also several women involved. Martha Ray comes to mind. Martha Ray was a big influence at that time. Lucille Ball, Fred Astaire, Harpo Marx, even Frank Sinatra, very young Frank Sinatra was a part of it. Danny Kaye is one of my favorites. So there's quite a few, actually.
What do you think is so appealing about the music and the style of comedy that was popular in 1942?
Oh, what was so appealing? That's a good question. I would just say that the Hollywood stars of 1942 were entertainment for our American society. Obviously, there's no internet, no television, or very little in early stages, very early stages of television. So the Hollywood stars, they were our entertainment. And so whatever they did, we watched and listened and enjoyed. They were the entertainment industry.
The songs from that era, many of them have lived on. They're used in movies, sometimes in television, advertising campaigns. Why does that music still connect with people, still bring a smile to people's faces?
Great question. I was asked this question just a few days ago, and I think the short answer is that, first of all, it's extraordinarily romantic music. It represents a romantic period in our country's history, a difficult period, 1942. But the music, the songs are romantically based. I would also say that this music of the 1940s, the music makes us feel, and the words of the songs make us think. And when you put the song together, those songs make us feel thoughts. That is my best answer to you. So,
Well, I was looking at your website and just saw the enormous number of songs that are in this production. I'm sure there'll be at least one or two or ten songs that everyone would recognize. I assume it's a fairly fast-paced show for this number of songs that you include?
Right. The song list, you would think that, boy, that's a three-hour show, isn't it? Well, it's not. 42 of the greatest American songs ever written, and you know, it moves right along. The show is only about 90 minutes. It's actually rather short from stem to stern, and we get them all in their various forms, and it's a fast-paced show, just like the Hollywood Victory Caravan. You know, those stars would come out to a county fair or a high school auditorium, and they didn't know what kind of stage they had to work with or how big the audience would be. But those stars would show up, and they would put these road shows on with, you know, a spotlight or two and maybe the small band. I obviously have a nice orchestra. It's a 9-piece orchestra that we use, and it's really great. I mean, it's the full sound. And so in terms of the songs, yes, the audience is always sing with us. We love that. And just like they did in 1942, the audiences, American Society, would, you know, sing along with Frank Sinatra or whoever, and that was a big deal.
Well, you mentioned the orchestra. I wanted to ask you about that. It's not very often that people get to hear this style of music performed live.
Well, that's right. You know, the thing about it is I was asked several years ago, you know, I was told, Jody, you know, you could go do this show without a band, just sing to a karaoke style of music, and you know use a tape recorder or use a CD player or something like this. And I thought it was insulting. You know, if we're going to be authentic, if I'm going to be authentic and do something that maybe no other theater person has done in terms of this kind of 1942 USO show, you must have the live band. I mean, that's the whole thing. And so we really have a lot of fun. Our orchestra's on stage with us, and there are a lot of antics on stage back and forth. And our drummer-conductor, Rob Boom Boom Martino, is just a great guy, great fun to watch on stage with his drum set. And we have a wonderful time.
One last topic I want to touch on about the show, and that's the second half, where you're presenting something that, again, people of the last 40, 50 years don't have any exposure to, and that is a radio play.
That's right. You know, obviously the only way that the boys in the field could get any taste of home was through radio. And it was the only way. And so the radio broadcasts of the early 1940s, 42 and 43 primarily, those radio broadcasts to the troops were crucial because, for example, there was a section in many radio broadcasts called the mail call or mailbag, and a Hollywood star would invite the soldiers, hey, send us a letter, send us your request. And it served two purposes. First of all, it kept the soldiers engaged, knowing that the people back home here in the home front were supporting them and cheering them on. But also, if that soldier's letter was read on the air, mom and dad, you know, back in Wichita, Kansas, heard their son's name and knew their son was alive. It was a big deal. And that's why I love the radio show of Act Two, because it's very authentic and very fast-paced, and all the jokes and the songs and the skits, we move rather quickly. To anybody who's listening to my voice, if you have a neighbor or an uncle or a grandpa who was a World War II or Korean conflict veteran or spouse, get them a ticket to my show. You'll really be glad you did. It's their music. It's their time. I wrote it to salute them and honor them, the men and women of the greatest generation. And those people will walk out of that theater. They will just have the biggest smiles on their face. They'll know every song. It's for them.
Jody Medeiros is the creator and star of All Hands on Deck. It'll be presented Saturday, November the 9th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the ASU Jonesboro campus. More information is at yourfowlercenter.com. With this spotlight on the arts, I'm Marty Scarborough.